We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Precious viewers, Oyeyi Malamu means welcome in Lingala, a language spoken by about 10 million people in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Republic of Congo. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, en Gativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a literacy program is expanded in El Salvador. In Eco News, a United States cyclist rides from Portugal to Turkey for charity and climate change awareness. In Hero News, a loyal canine companion in England helps save a mayor who was struck by lightning. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 11th, is the Republic Day of Burkina Faso, commemorating the time in 1958 when the country's citizens voted to become an autonomous state. North of Ghana in West Africa, Burkina Faso has more than 60 ethnic groups, each with its own language. The Mossi people are famous as having West Africa's longest continuous royal dynasty, dating back over 500 years. Burkina Faso's protected areas are habitat for amazing flora and fauna. Arli National Park is home to a variety of wildlife, including elephants, hippopotamuses, buffalo and antelope. The Kabore Tambi National Park contains approximately 175 bird species and is part of a noted important bird area. We wish the fine citizens of Burkina Faso a memorable Republic Day. Today is also International Mountain Day, designated in 2003 by the United Nations to raise awareness of the important role mountains play in the lives of inhabitants of Earth. The 2011 focus is on how vital mountain forests are to the ecological well-being of the planet. On this International Mountain Day, may we all work together to safeguard the many wondrous areas of our natural world.
Flying news. Venezuela assailed by heavy rain. As the Latin American nation continues to be deluged with precipitation, the death toll as of Friday, December 9th, rose to at least 8 people, 5 of whom perished in the worst affected state of Zulia, with at least 10,000 rendered homeless there from flooding. Hundreds were also evacuated with the help of the Civil Protection Agency in Miranda and Trujillo states.
The capital, Caracas, has also been hard hit, with 8 hours of nonstop rain on Tuesday that claimed the lives of 3 people and 2,000 residents evacuated by firefighters as National Electric Corporation teams were dispatched for emergency repairs. Schools were canceled in the capital district, as well as in the states of Mérida, Miranda, and Vargas. Meanwhile, Venezuela's National Meteorological Agency has forecast further rain until at least the middle of December.
Upon first hearing of the severe storm conditions at the end of November, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with regional officials to see if any help was needed, asking that they also go, if possible, to assist the most vulnerable. Expressing all her love and prayers, she added that financial aid is available for urgent necessities.
Our sincere thanks all Venezuelan officials and service personnel for your swift aid, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern. May we act to minimize such distressing occurrences through our kinder care of one another and the earth.
Earthquakes strike Chile, Indonesia, and Iran. On Thursday, December 8th, Chile was rocked by a 4.0 magnitude tremor in the Atacama region, which was followed soon after by a 4.4 magnitude quake further south, 38 kilometers southeast of Concepcion in the Biobío region. Also that day, the Sulawesi Islands in central Indonesia were shaken by a magnitude 5.0 tremor, centered 55 kilometers northeast of Tahuna. On Friday, a tremor measuring 4.9 on the Richter scale rattled eastern and southeastern Iran as it struck the town of Govbande in southern Hormozgan province. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage for any of the seismic events. With thankfulness for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions, we pray that such potential disasters may be averted as we strive for more benevolent regard of all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tơi tìm ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở cứu trần gian nguyện ước có viên thành ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió, chúng xác sờ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô. Tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước có viên thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 409.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Countries pledge to improve lives at UN Ministerial Conference, held in Geneva, Switzerland on Wednesday and Thursday, December 8th, the largest ever United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, meeting brought together representatives from nearly 150 countries. The conference was held to boost international support for two UN accords, the 1951 Refugee Convention, which has helped save the lives of millions of people fleeing conflict, as well as the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness.
Governments and mainstream social and political movements must also have the courage to take a strong stance against intolerance, discrimination, racism and xenophobia. Refugees are not a security threat, but the first victims of insecurity.
At its conclusion, 60 member states agreed to improve assistance for the estimated 44 million refugees and 12 million others who are still facing issues of statelessness, as several ratified the two UN conventions, while others made commitments toward doing so.
We must decisively deal with the conflicts that generate endless exodus of asylum seekers worldwide to provide a durable solution to protracted refugee situation.
We respectfully salute all attendees for your fruitful meeting on behalf of Brethren Without Permanent Homes. Blessed be such endeavors in bringing peace and dignity to all lives across the globe.
Save our planet. Urgent action still needed on climate change. Leading up to the conclusion of this year's United Nations climate change talks in South Africa, Supreme Master Television spoke with meeting participants. Especially highlighted was awareness of the most urgent and effective planet cooling solution, the organic vegan diet.
It has been an intense 2 weeks of discussions for the United Nations delegates here in Durban, South Africa. Delegates now returning home know clearly that there is still a lot more to be done, and world citizens pray that climate change will stay high on the agenda. Climate change impacts are real and dangerous.
You will have a vast amount of melting of the permafrost, which will release a lot of methane and carbon dioxide. And the methane is actually the biggest concern because of its powerful ability to retain heat and absorb heat, and that has the ability to cause rapid climate change and runaway climate change at the end.
It has also been encouraging to find that delegates are supportive of the organic vegan diet solution. Given the research that warns of meat's detrimental effects on health and the environment, the issue was even discussed by experts at several events.
We often forget the food and agriculture sector, a major contributor to global warming. The main driver is increasing demand for animal products, for meat and dairy. And we estimated that if you could reduce animal source saturated fat in countries like the UK and Brazil, we could reduce heart disease deaths by about 15% in those two countries.
This healthy lifestyle means more vegetables, and of course we need to encourage that.
We don't have much time, and the more we do to promote our good vegetarian lifestyle, the better it will be for our future generation.
If you're going to revere God's creation, you're going to look after your own health, your family's health, your friend's health, do the right thing to save the earth, you're going to have to go vegetarian. You actually have no choice.
Meanwhile, members of Supreme Master Qinghai International Association have distributed in total over 20,000 SAS flyers, 26,000 DVDs, 24,000 copies of Supreme Master Qinghai's book From Crisis to Peace, and more than 40,000 servings of tasty vegan fare.
It's an organization that obviously has realized that there's a change that we can make on a very small level, you know, just changing what's in your plate can have a big impact on climate change, and I think that's very commendable.
Supreme Master Television, Durban, South Africa.
Our thanks, participating governments, organizations, scientists, and individuals, for your sincere endeavors toward protecting humanity from climate change. May we soon see more and more informed actions on the organic vegan way to halt global warming disasters.
During a June 2011 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the essential advocacy of the plant-based lifestyle for governments to be able to halt climate change.
So, just this one change, simple change, small change, changing our diet to an organic vegan diet. This will help all the governments of the world to afford climate change mitigation and preserve biodiversity. It will also help us protect food security and conserve water. What is the use for us to satisfy our taste right now with meat when we know for certain that in the future our children will go hungry, our world will collapse? What is the use of that? However tasty the meat is, we have to consider this option and change it so that the world can continue to survive and thrive in abundance and happiness and health.
Save our planet. As the European Alps experiences the warmest and driest autumn in 147 years, officials canceled the Women's World Cup alpine skiing events originally scheduled to be held at the French resort of Val d'Isère on December 10, 2011, due to a lack of snow.
Save our planet. In an interview on December 5, 2011, Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society International Director Mark Simmons states that human-caused ocean noise, such as ship propellers, oil and gas exploration, and military actions have increased underwater sounds by at least 20 decibels since 1960, affecting the well-being and even resulting in death for marine animals.
Save our planet. In a December 8, 2011 report, scientists from Jerusalem University in Israel warn that the famed Dead Sea continues to diminish at an alarmingly rapid rate, saying that it may not survive another period of prolonged drought.
Warning news. On December 2, 2011, the Health Protection Agency of the UK reported that outbreaks of Campylobacter food poisoning originating from bacterial contamination of chicken liver pate increased more than 4.5 times from 2008 to 2010.
Hi, I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, a devoted vegan all the way. And today I'm going to share a computer tip. If you do a search by keyword, sometimes it's not always obvious on the site where the information you seek is found. To easily locate the keywords you entered, try using the Control plus F or the Find feature. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Governance news, a literacy program is expanded in El Salvador. According to Prensa Latina, the goal of the government-sponsored campaign is to achieve illiteracy-free status in 8 municipalities. 100,000 people have already learned to read and write through the project, which is based on the Cuban method, Yes I Can. Kudos, El Salvador, on your laudable endeavor. May the warm-hearted people of your beautiful nation flourish in peace and plenitude.
In eco news, a United States cyclist rides from Portugal to Turkey for charity and climate change awareness. Mr. Todd Miller, whose home is now in Hong Kong, began his Trans-Europa 2011 journey in Lisbon, Portugal, and rode 5,847 kilometers to Istanbul, Turkey. One of the purposes of his trek is to raise $35,000 for Yawawit School Kapong, a boarding school in southern Thailand, which provides education and vocational training to more than 120 disadvantaged children. In addition, he decided to go on this adventure to draw attention to climate change and encourage each person to pledge to adopt at least one eco-friendly activity of their choice. Our hearty congratulations, Mr. Todd Miller, on your amazing achievement. May your laudable accomplishment inspire many more individuals to take the noble path of assisting our Earth and her cherished inhabitants. Up next on Noteworthy News, Monty the canine helps guide his beloved caregiver home. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more supporting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a rewarding world. In hero news, a loyal canine companion helps save a man who is struck by lightning. The victim, the Honourable Mr. Ian Thomas, Mayor of Redruth in Cornwall, England, regained consciousness after about 20 minutes as 5-year-old Monty licked his face and whimpered. The caring dog then allowed his caregiver to take a hold of his neck and guided him about 100 metres to his home. The Honourable Mayor Thomas spent 4 days in the hospital recovering. Bravo, Monty, on your intelligence and love in action. We are so happy you are doing well, your Honourable Mr. Ian Thomas. May you and your devoted friend Monty have many more wonderful years and safe adventures together.
Please join us for a joke told in Aymara, an official indigenous language of Peru and Bolivia, entitled Cool Crab.
Macatu cangrejo, un choque, ma olco cangrejoro. Quiter sarna canoa y quitata, jupar pinster, acá cangrejo, walisuma puniu sarnaca, jupampe puniu casaras y guayaj, ucat casarasta, olco cangrejo, sarnaca saitata, mainir cangrejuna jama, ucatja, cachu cangrejo hister, wasuru, ictata raquis sarnataja, ucat cangrejo saguayaj. Suma cachucita, con jamás un tataki sarnakawayak sapuruja.
And now for our viewers' hotlines about Nepalese selroti or crispy rice donut and potato pickles on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you so much for posting this show. I love the details. Chang from the United States.
The presentation is very traditional and natural. I enjoyed it. Kumar from Australia.
Genial Chan and Kumar, it's very nice to hear from you. These Nepali animal-free dishes do look scrumptious. Bon vegan appetit for this and other ethnic delights. May God's abundant blessings be with you and all the truth-loving people of the United States and Australia.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Tikala Malamu, which means goodbye in Lingali.
May your loving heart be graced with inner tranquility and bliss.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov's first ever visit to Malaysia, Prime Minister Najib Razak announces the opening of a Malaysian embassy in Turkmenistan to further enhance their country's diplomatic ties.
With the reopening of the Friendship Bridge, Thailand and Myanmar, also known as Burma, resume trading activities in the border region known as the Miawadi Zone, which is expected to enhance economic development in both countries.
The Humanitarian Foundation of United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan provides 6 tons of fresh dates for the less fortunate in Morocco and Sudan.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports that Sweden has pledged an additional $10 million in emergency food assistance, clean water, and medical treatment to benefit drought-affected residents in the Horn of Africa.
Thanks to technical assistance from the Cuban government, a neonatal health program is officially launched by Ecuadorian Vice President Lenin Moreno, designed to prevent cases of infant disability through more timely diagnosis and treatment.
To further assist Somali asylum seekers, Ethiopia opens a fifth camp, Bir Aminoa, designed to relieve crowded conditions at other facilities and provide better access to food, water, and health care, as well as additional help for children.
At a department store in downtown Seattle, Washington, USA, an elderly man delivers an envelope containing $100 cash and a note explaining that the funds are intended to repay an original $30 amount plus interest he had taken from a cash register while working in the store in the late 1940s.
Seeing a vehicle careening toward herself and her young son, British mother Yasmin Henderson quickly pushed 2-year-old Leo out of harm's way and is now recovering from injuries she sustained in the impact, saying that she is relieved for her son's safety.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.